Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, sir, brother. How are you doing? I'm doing good. You?
Absolutely fantastic. Nine lives and counting, a bounty hunter's journey to faith, hope, and redemption. You know what word is missing from there? Forgiveness. You have so much compassion for your brothers and sisters that forgiveness is a major part of who you are.
Oh, thank you. I wish I would have talked to you before now. I'd have put that in there. Well, thank you very much. Let me tell you, all this is, that is so good. Let me tell you what, I got a comeback for that. Where a lot of sins have been forgiven.
Absolutely.
Much more is required. I am required by God to do this. That's really good. For those who have sinned much, more is required.
You know, one thing that I feel so deeply inside my heart is that if you take a look at the modern real world, I mean, the real world, there's a lot of fathers spending time with their kids these days. It doesn't matter what they've done in life. Fathers are in public with their kids. You are a pioneer of that. I swear you're the one that helped lead that way.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, my father always is with me, so. I mean, there was a slump in American history where dads didn't become dads, but you're right. Dads are now, you know, either paying child support or seeing their kids once a week or every couple weeks. And I heard someone say the other day, I think it was The Rock or someone said, oh, one of the superstar basketball players or someone said, what's wrong with America? And he said, people just aren't believing too much in God and fathers are not being fathers. And I realize right now the Bible says that in the last days, we all know this is the last days, whether we're atheists or whatever, we all see there's something going down. And in those last days, the Bible says, I will pour out my spirit upon all tribes, all flesh, and lo and behold, it is coming everywhere. More people are attending church. More people are going. More people are saying the blessings before they eat. This is the time we're in right now, getting ready for the second coming, not the first, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so many people, look at Israel right now. Look at the prophecies.
Yes.
Look at the Bible. Look at the Red Sea. Look at the River of Euphrates. Look at all the things the Bible says. When you look at it in a criminal thing, you're found innocent. When you look at it like that and look at the Bible and take it for what it is the Word of God. So, you know, I'm just one of those guys that realize that, and God has picked me to plant the seed.
When you're called upon and you answer it and words appear on a page that it's like, wow, where did this come from? Well, I know where it came from. It came from God.
Absolutely. Because I had a ghostwriter. You say the story. And I, you know, then after it's done, you read it and go through it. And I was like, oh, my God, did I say that? She's like, yeah. So you're right, brother. It's like a calling card, too. How did you become dog? How come you're a Christian? What has God done for you? Have you ever seen any miracles? Have you ever been healed? And instead of going through all those stories and handing them a card, a book is like that. This book is like that. You can say, here, please read Nine Lives and Counting. And after you're done, call me and I'll answer any question. So it's so good to be able to, you know, I like to share my prosperity and the blessings and all that. I love that. I love to see people change their lives. That's my main goal, bruh.
Wow.
I put him in the back of that car and I gave him that backseat ride. And I've had someone, Bosco, call me the other day. He said, brother, dog, you ruined my life of crime, brother. And he said, when I see you, I'm going to whoop your old cole. And I go, for what? Oh, and then his wife got on the phone. She goes, Uncle Dog, Bosco ate a Twinkie. We had sex. We slept. I love you, brother. And to hear those words, and there's nothing like that. It's just incredible.
Wow. Please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Aloha.
No, God bless you, too, for everything that you do.
Thank you, sir.